We've been looking at Acts 21, verses 17 through 26. Today we pick up with verse 19 and 20. So Luke records for us, Paul greeted them and reported in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard this, they praised God. And then they said to Paul, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed, and all of them are zealous for the law." Well, in verse 19, we have a repeat of a pattern that we have noted before. By now, Paul is a well-known apostle of Christ. He has established churches everywhere that he has gone. And yet, as he meets with James and the large eldership body, he gives an account of his ministry. I've said this often. It's only right that missionaries give an account of their time and monies when they are supported by others. Paul could have said, "You know, I'm an apostle. I'm only accountable to Jesus Christ who sent me out to spread the gospel." No, he didn't take that attitude. He lived in submission to authority. He said, "Let me give an account of what God has been doing through my ministry." He modeled that great sense of humility, not self-importance. And you know, I think that's really, really a great, great point. Here is Paul, the acknowledged apostle to the Gentiles, who had done more to spread the gospel in the rest of the world outside of Jerusalem than any single living apostle, including all of the first-tier apostles. And yet, he is not self-important. He comes to give a report of what has happened in his ministry throughout Asia Minor, throughout Phrygia, throughout Greece, and he is ready to be accountable for his ministry. That's a wonderful thing. And the apostle did have a lot to report. As I noted earlier, he had traveled through Galatia and Phrygia, spent about 3 years in Ephesus, went through Macedonia and Greece, and he has established churches in Syria, Cyprus, Galatia, Macedonia, Achaia, and of course, as we mentioned, Asia Minor. He could share all the stories that you and I have seen so far in our study of Acts, and I'm sure that he was able to share many stories that Luke simply did not record. Now, all of this seems like a happy time of rehearsing the great things that have happened in Paul and Barnabas' third missionary journey specifically. We don't see a hint of trouble until we get to verse 20. So, let's hear it again. "And when they heard this, they praised God. And then they said to Paul, 'You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed, and all of them are zealous for the law.'" On the one hand, the Jewish elders are pleased with Paul's report about the number of Gentiles, the multitude of Gentiles that have come to Christ. But there's something else happening in verse 20. The Jewish elders respond with joy, but then they just had to add, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed." And then here is, as we would say, the kicker. "And they have believed and are zealous for the law." What is about to happen is the kickoff. They are about to tell Paul that he needs to do something to prove that he too is zealous for the law. And that's what we're going to see next time on Verse by Verse.